The U.S. women's national soccer team won a bronze medal today at the Tokyo Olympics. They beat Australia 4-3, but it wasn't the medal that the reigning Women's World Cup champs had hoped to play for. NPR's Russell Lewis is in Tokyo. He joins us now. Russell, the women's team had a pretty uneven performance in Tokyo. I think that's fair to say. How did they look today?
Well, I think they came out trying to prove a point, that they're a better squad than they showed during this tournament. I mean, let's not forget in group play that the opening loss to Sweden and then the lackluster scoreless draw against the same Australia team that they beat here today. The U.S. head coach Vlatko Andonovski says winning the bronze medal showed that the U.S. can still rally.
That first loss made a mark for the rest of the tournament. And to come out of it with the game or finish the tournament with the game that we did, I'm just proud of the team. I'm proud of the players.
And boy, what a show it was against Australia, led by their veterans. Megan Rapinoe scored directly from a corner kick, curling the ball into the goal in the 8th minute. Australia equalized a bit later, and then Rapinoe did it again, scoring. Then it was Carly Lloyd in stoppage time at the end of the first half to make it 3-1. Lloyd scored again in the second half to make it 4-1. Australia would score twice more to get to 4-3, and that is how it ended.
After they lost to Canada, Rapinoe was talking about how they just didn't have the juice and she was searching for answers. Why do you think they struggled so much?
You know, it's really hard to know. I mean, after the group stage, where I think it is fair, as you said, that to characterize their play as uneven, I mean, they really took it to the Netherlands, the reigning European champion, the same squad that they beat in the final of the 2019 Women's World Cup. They played the full 90 minutes, ended tied 2-2, went into extra time, and then a penalty kick shootout to win, led by the stellar goalkeeping of Alyssa Nair, who, let's not forget, was injured in the 1-0 semifinal loss to Canada, and it is hard to fully replace someone of her caliber, but that's not her replacement, Adriana French. The U.S. offense just sputtered against Canada.
You alluded to the veteran players. What's next for them?
Well, Carly Lloyd talked about that after the game. She's the oldest player on the squad at 39 and also the most experienced, longtime leader and a veteran. She wouldn't say what's next for her, but you could still see her competitive fire.
Nothing's a guarantee. You know, I've said it all along. The only reason I'm still here is because I'm just grinding it out and you have to continue to perform. I think it's really hard to get to this level, but it's even harder to stay here for as long as some of us have.
You have a lot of younger players waiting in the wings who really want to make a difference, so we will see what the next year or two brings.
That's NPR's Russell Lewis in Tokyo. Russell, thanks.
You're welcome.